community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me this afternoon, we've got three boys from the Brentwood Gazette. We've got Alan, Josh and Simon. Afternoon.
Afternoon.
Hello.
Oh, you're all very, very subdued over there, and you look, it's just...
It's the end of a busy day.
Are they always this subdued, Alan?
Yeah.
Oh, they...
you should get us in Thursday afternoon, with a bit more life in the team.
Right, so what are we going to talk about this afternoon?
The newspaper, we've got...
What you got coming out?
We've just finished it. It's gone to press.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, about 3 hours ago now. Seems like longer.
Yeah.
Out tomorrow morning. So we've got
right.
All the stuff you'd expect, plus a few perhaps things you wouldn't normally expect to find in the paper.
Give us a teaser of the front page then. Go on.
The front page. We've taken a look at travellers this week.
Oh.
As it's something that's
been... I did notice a traveller site popping up somewhere, and I can't remember where.
Well... Read tomorrow's Brentwood Gazette. No.
I did remember it somewhere because I drove past it.
Probably the most recent one was over in Ingrave Road, Herringate, Button Common, if you were coming in maybe from the 127 that way.
That was it. I was driving in that way. It was on the right. Is that
That's right?
That's
right, yep.
Ah,
right. Well, we've had several actually. It's an issue that's been knocking around for two or three months now.
Right.
Every now and then we just get a barrage of to come through a Facebook phone call saying travellers have turned up in location wherever.
Oh, really?
Always does well on the website. Loads of people have their say, want to just say that we don't want travellers here.
Yeah, yeah.
So we thought we'd tackle it head on this week as they moved on to Button Common in Herringate. I think it's the 1st of August, I think. That's a figure off the top of my head.
Yeah.
And they kind of stay there for a long time, whereas perhaps some of the previous sites that they've been on, they moved on fairly fast. But this one in Herringate, they stayed there, and it did take quite a lot of work on behalf of the council to actually get them moved on. And a lot of the people living nearby in Herringate weren't happy with them being there at all.
Yeah.
And it all turned into quite a big thing eventually.
Yeah.
But then we had people contacting us saying a lot of mess has been left behind. People claiming that memorial trees that have been planted on Button Common have been damaged or cut down. And things like that. It was a story that just kept on giving really. So usually these kind of traveller encampments, they'd move on, that'd be that. Another one might pop up. It's that time of the year anyway, and people are on the move.
Yeah, yeah.
But in Herringate, there seemed to be more of a story to it. So we thought we'd take a look at it this week.
Right.
And at the same time, with all the pressure on the council, people saying, why didn't you do this? Why did you only do this then? Why did it take you so long to get rid of them? We just thought it was a subject that needed to be looked at so that readers actually know where the council stand, where the police stand, and where they stand, really. Barry Aspinall, leader of the council, he said some interesting things. He put forward his ideas, really, for creating some kind of transient traveller site in the area.
Right.
Where travellers can essentially be moved on to when they turn up somewhere that people don't want them.
Yeah.
And when they've got this site, there is always that site there that the council can say, look, this is your site. Why are you on Button Common when you've got site Z over here, which is where you're meant to be?
Yeah.
And it's just that it's a good idea, it seems to me, really, of clearing the problem up and solving what's been a problem that's been going on for years, really.
Well, they do need to go somewhere.
That's it, isn't it?
I understand that purely because they're trapped, staying in one place for too long. But they do need to be somewhere, don't they? Everyone just can't ocean them away somewhere else.
Wherever the council do eventually propose for this transient site, if it's something that they do choose to kind of follow on and do, there are always going to be some people who live nearby who aren't going to like it, aren't
they?
That's the thing, but you can't please everyone.
No, you can't.
So I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea too.
And yeah, we've got quite a lot of stuff in the paper. We've looked at what powers the council have, what powers the police have, what you can do, what you should do, what you shouldn't do.
Right.
And then we've looked at what trouble they're alleged to have caused in Herringate as well. So it's an interesting kind of feature piece we've put together.
People say automatically if something happens, a car gets scratched or something like that, oh, it's down to the traveller.
Mm.
You can't keep blaming the travellers for that.
No.
Because it doesn't necessarily mean that it is them. It
no,
just
not
means
at all.
That it didn't happen before and it's happened now. It's not automatically a need. But that's people's knee-jerk reactions, I think.
And people just don't like the change. If they've got, say, 10 caravans suddenly pitched up at the end of their road, they don't like the kind of threat of, like, 10 new families suddenly appearing
in their street,
for example.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And, I think travellers, their image is tarnished.
But that's
a perception that everyone, a lot of people has, really.
But they're not all bad people, though. That's the
thing. Of course
they're
not, yeah.
They're not all bad people at all.
But no, things that have been said about this group there in Herringate. Also, we don't know who they are, where they are, where they've come from. Anywhere. We didn't get to speak to them. They were gone before we started really hearing a lot about what had been going on.
Yeah.
And yeah, and so if you, we've got all the details about what they're alleged to have done in the paper tomorrow.
It's all on the front page.
And on pages 4 and 5 inside.
Now, Josh, yes. I want to talk to you about something you mentioned when you came in. You said balloon woman.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Really heartwarming story we've got. It's about a lovely old lady from Winifred Dell Care Home down in Brentwood.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually interviewed her just before her birthday a couple of weeks ago. Really bright, young, really bright old woman. Yeah. You know, really approaching a really sort of outgoing look on life.
Yeah.
And so she celebrated her 100th birthday.
100th?
Yeah, on the anniversary, believe it or not, of the First World War.
Oh,
last
really?
Monday. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Anne.
Yeah, happy birthday, Anne.
Oh, bless her.
In honour of that occasion, the ladies at the home actually set off 100 balloons in her honour, pink and blue.
Lovely.
They were her favourite colours.
Yeah.
And on each balloon, there was actually a note attached encouraging anyone who found a balloon to send a birthday card back.
Yeah, yeah.
And believe it or not, 4 of these balloons found their way to Germany.
Oh, really?
3 found their way to the Netherlands. And in actual fact, one German cyclist who found the balloon in a car in a town in Germany called Bad Sassendorf. I think I'm getting that right.
Okay,
don't
yeah.
quote me on that.
Yeah, yeah.
He actually found the balloon. He was moved to tears by Anne and her story and the fact that she lived through 2 world wars. And he not only sent a message back, but he actually went to his local paper about it. And so Anne's story appeared in print over in the German press.
Oh, bless her.
Yeah.
Oh, bless. What a way to celebrate.
Yeah, and I spoke to the lady Kathy at the home who kind of came up with the idea of the balloon release yesterday.
Yeah.
And she and her family are just so grateful for all the celebrations that have gone on, everything that's been put on in tribute to her. And she just, you know, you can tell from speaking to people at the home that she really is just an inspiration to them all. The fact that she's lived through 2 world wars, seen so much.
Bless her.
And she, you know, she's still incredibly positive and outgoing and happy with her life.
Fantastic. But it's amazing how far these balloons go, isn't it, really?
Yeah, well, according to a couple of people, a couple of residents at the home, they said it was because the wind was blowing a certain direction that day.
Yeah.
And that must have carried them all the way to Germany and Holland.
It's a long Simon, you mentioned something, Wargrave Man. So you all come in, you tease me with these titles and you don't tell me what's going on. What's the
Wargrave? It's kind of their working titles throughout the week. When we're talking about these stories, they get all kind of weird and wonderful names just so we know what we're talking about. Some of them can be repeated, but we're lovely, really.
Yeah, well, this is a story about another lovely old person. And it was Laurie, who's from Romford, but he's sort of like a local historian.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's been going to the London Road Cemetery since 1966 to see the grave of his parents, 66.
Yeah.
And every time he walks to the grave, he always takes a route across the grass because he's got arthritis in both his knees, so he prefers walking on the grass to
understand that. Yeah, it's a bit jarring, the concrete.
Yeah, so he always goes past this one grave of a soldier who died 2 days after the end of the First World War. And he was 18 years old. It was quite tragic.
Yeah.
And he always, being a historian and of like and the heritage, you know, interested in that sort of stuff, he wanted to know more about this soldier. And he's been learning all sorts of inquiries for ages. Turns out he was Scottish, so he's really at a loss to why he's buried in Brentwood.
Yeah, right? Why would he be buried this far down the country?
Well, he's found out that he was actually part of the Artists' Rifles, which it was like a special regiment set up for sort of poets, writers, and artists, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the famous poet Wilfried Owen was in there. He wrote a lot of famous poetry during First World War. But they were based in Romford, I think, so might be why he was buried in Brentwood, but still, you know, it's still a bit of a mystery to him.
Well, yeah, you would have thought they'd have taken the body home, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, it turns out his family may have moved to Watford. Which is more, well, it's obviously closer, he's still, he's using, he wants people to come forward, and if they've got any information to help him.
Well, that seems like a fair enough comment, doesn't it, really? Somebody must know somewhere along the line. It's, you know, yeah. It's not just going to appear here, I want to be buried in Brentwood. It's not just going to pick an area, is it, really? Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for that, coming in this afternoon. That'll all be in tomorrow's Gazette. And if you check the website a little bit later on, we'll actually put a link on there to the Gazette. You can go and read some stories yourself. Thanks a lot, boys.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.